Life is a glorious voyage. Life is a glorious voyage. Life is a fantastic experience. Life is always going on and on and on. Life is giving us more and more thrilling, fantastic, joyous experiences that we could ever imagine. And it's kind of exciting. It's kind of beautiful. It's kind of wonderful. Life is a glorious voyage. Just imagine now that you're going to take a trip. You're going to go on a cruise ship, and you're going to go to Alaska, or you're going to go to Mexico, or you're going to go around the Caribbean or the Mediterranean. It doesn't matter where you're going to go somewhere fantastic. And as you go somewhere fantastic, life is just exciting as can be. You're having new cities that you're seeing. You're going into new restaurants. You're going into new stores. You're going into new places that are exciting to see. And it is truly exciting because life is a glorious voyage. Now, whether your glorious voyage is a vacation somewhere, or whether your glorious voyage is coming to your home, or whether your glorious voyage is being with your family, it doesn't really matter. It only matters that you and I have the attitude of mind that life is a glorious voyage in every single thing that we do. In every single thing that we participate in, life is a glorious voyage. Think about what life is for you. You get up in the morning. You stretch. You say, "Oh, what a beautiful day." Now, it may still be dark out, or it may already be day. But the thing is, you're getting up. It's your time to get up and begin the day. And you say, "What a wonderful day. What a fantastic day. This is my day. This is my day to do great and glorious things. This is my day to have exciting adventures. This is my day to be the most wonderful being on the face of the earth. This is my day." Yes, and it is. It is our day to do these wonderful things. Now, what is it that you're going to do? What is it that you're going to do? Well, I'm going to freshen myself up. I'm going to do my morning toilet. I'm going to prepare myself for my day. All right, now I'm ready to take my morning walk. I take my morning walk and I look around and I see everything so sparkling, so beautiful, so wonderful. I take my dog with me because my dog is always my joy as I walk along. She finds things to look at and finds things to chase and finds things to get excited about that I had never even noticed. But when she finds them, I notice them and I get excited too. Life is a glorious voyage. I say hello to my spouse. I say hello to my children. I say hello to my peers. I say hello to my co-workers, wherever I may be. I say, "Good morning, good morning, good morning." And they say to me, "What are you so happy about? What are you so joyous about?" I'm happy because I am on a glorious voyage. That's my life. My life is a glorious voyage. And I am doing things that are exciting. I'm doing things that are delighting me every moment of my life. Because I am on a glorious voyage. Everything I do is glorious. I look around and see the sky. I see the stars. I see the moon. I see the sun. I see all things glorious. I look around and I see the people that I meet everywhere. Every person is glorious. Every person is exciting. Every person is imaginative and dramatic and glorious for me. Every person. Yes. No matter where I look, every person is fantastic. And that's just the way it is. And that's a wonderful way that it is. Everything is fantastic. Everything is glorious. Everything is good. Everything is remarkable because everything is for me. Now, what is it for you? Are you finding everything glorious? Are you finding your family glorious? Are you finding your experiences glorious? Are you finding all of the things that you're doing glorious? Name it and claim it. Name it and claim it. If we name anything and claim it, then that is ours. I'm independently wealthy. Hey, that's a neat idea. And independent wealth can come in so many different ways. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That's fantastic. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. What is my ideal spirit, mind, and body? My ideal spirit, mind, and body is whole and perfect. My ideal spirit, mind, and body is healthy and fantastic. Every cell of my body knows exactly what it's supposed to do, and it does it now. No matter whether a moment before it had a misunderstanding, now I put in motion, every cell of my body knows exactly what it's supposed to do, and it does it now. I live in my whole spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm fantastic. Name it and claim it. So, I may be struggling along with something. I may be struggling along with an attitude or with an experience in my life, but I will not allow that to be who I am. I will only allow to be who I am, what I am. I will name it and claim it. I am whole and perfect. I am the ideal chauffeur as I drive my car. I am the ideal husband. I'm the ideal wife. I'm the ideal child. I'm the ideal being in my world. Wherever I go, people look at me and say, "Good morning, it's nice to see you. Good day, how you doing? Oh, you're wonderful." Because I see myself as the ideal being. And I live as the ideal being. Every moment of my life, everything that I do, everywhere that I go, no matter what it is, I am the ideal. I name it and claim it. 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 I put a name on who I am. I don't say I am sick. I say I am the ideal being. I don't say I want to be something. I say I am. I am whole and perfect. I am ideal. I am wonderful. I name it and claim it. I put the cause in motion for that perfect being that I am, because that's all that matters. That's all that matters in my life, is that I put the cause in motion for the perfect being that I am. And that perfect being that I am is who I am. That perfect being who I am is who I am, and it's wonderful. Yes, it's wonderful. Can you be wonderful? Can you be whole and perfect? Can you be the ideal? Can you be supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Can you be so wonderful that it just tickles your heart when you think about it? You can. And you're the one who tickles your heart when you think about it, because you're the one living in your body. I'm the one living in my body. I'm the one living in my world. And you're the one living in your world. So whatever my world is, whatever your world is, it is truly magnificent. It is truly perfect. It is truly wonderful. It is truly ideal. It is truly beyond imagination. It is who I am. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, I have the opportunity to name and claim anything I choose in this life. That I think I'm not experiencing it at this moment means I want to dwell upon it a little more. I want to dwell upon what I am and who I am. And as I dwell upon who and what I am that which I am. That's the way the world goes round. That's the way everything happens in life. That's the way the good comes into our world. And it's fantastic. It's fantastic and it's glorious and it's fantastic in every beautiful way. And it's just the way that I am. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters, because that's who I am. I name it and claim it. I sing songs of joy in life. The sad songs long since gone away. But I think and sing the songs of joy in my life. And my life is filled with peace. My life is filled with joy. My life is filled with the allness that I am. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I am peace. I am the power. I am the joy. My life is a glorious voyage. And I take that voyage every moment of my life. Every moment of my life. Every moment of my life. And you do too. I love you. I love you. I love you.